Be sure to listen today during the 8 o'clock hour. You could win tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is really a lot of fun. They'll be in concert. Let's see here. They'll be in concert December 29th at Little Caesars Arena. And we'll have tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour. That'll be a lot of fun. Go to see them on us. All right. Michigan has always played an important role in national politics, but now it could be taking on even greater importance as Democrats have voted to move the state onto the list of the first five states to hold presidential primaries. That could mean a lot for this area. We'll find out right now from our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, with more on what's ahead. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Well, there's been several moves on this list of first primary states for the Dems, starting with moving Iowa off as the leadoff state in the schedule and replacing it with South Carolina. That would start in 2024. The Democrats say that state better reflects the party's diverse voters. In the number two spot, there are two states, New Hampshire and Nevada, voting a week after South Carolina, followed by Georgia. And then in the number five spot, that's where Michigan comes in. Those last two critical battleground states that would round out the top five subsequent weeks, all of the contests held by February 2024. The revamped schedule could largely be moot, though, for 2024 if President Biden opts to go for a second term. They may remake Democratic presidential cycles in the 2028 year and then beyond. Now, something to think about in all this, with four of the five states now poised to start the primaries being battleground states, that means that candidates will be able to lay important groundwork, infrastructure, if you will, for important general election runs. So a candidate winning in these big, important early states could help candidates raise money and their profiles long before they have to visit the rest of the country. So that's important to keep in mind. There have been some serious pushback on all this, despite the DNC approving language saying states could lose all of their delegates to the party's national convention if they try to violate these new rules. Iowa and New Hampshire have said laws in their states mandate them going before others, and they intend to abide by those. Also, Nevada, with its heavily Hispanic population, has balked at sharing any kind of second place a slot with New Hampshire. They say that's not going to be happening. President Biden also calling the caucuses, you know what those things are, calling the rules there with those are restrictive, and there could be a change in even that process, the caucus process. Now, as for Michigan Republicans, they also want the state to hold an earlier primary, though they could lose delegates to the national convention if they participate in the national, in the Republican National Committee previously voted to keep the state calendar status quo. So if they violate that, they could lose delegates. But also the Republicans would like to get in on this. Paul W.
You know, our friend Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, long advocating for an earlier Michigan primary. And I know that the Republicans and State Republican Party Chairman Ron Weiser saying, quote, Michigan should have a very significant say in electing the next Republican president of the United States. Way to get that in there, Ron. The reality is there are some other good things that come from that. Selfishly, from the radio business standpoint and the advertising standpoint, that means more money will be coming to the state of Michigan for all of those commercials, because they're going to hit it early, because they obviously believe if they do well early, that's going to be good for the whole race. So more money will be spent here. So that's, from a business standpoint, that's pretty good.
Absolutely. And that goes to that point about how if this changes with these important battleground states, candidates are going to be able to lay their groundwork. In other words, and that includes advertising, appearances, all sorts of things. So that's very important for them to really, make their mark, fly their flag, if you will, early on in the race.
Good for you. How are things? You have a good weekend?
Oh, we had just a great weekend. So, you know, preparations for Christmas are in full gear. The tree went up. And we're still married this morning on this Monday morning. So I'm happy to say.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, I can only imagine going into the Osborne household around the holidays. I'm kind of seeing in my mind's eye beautiful traditional decorations, but I'm also smelling the aromas of Marie in the kitchen.
Yeah, there were a few things that came out of the oven this weekend.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, as we spend this Monday morning together, getting going and on our way on WJR.